The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Denver got slammed with hail. Can you hear it? It's a great sound when your car's not getting pelted. You're inside. You don't have to worry about anything. Not so great when you're driving through it. So there were some delays with flights because of it in Denver, Colorado Springs. Same thing. Mother Nature looking at those funnel clouds. But nothing drastic to report other than a lot of hail damage in the end. You know what happens with hail damage? Cars go on sale, they put them on the lots and all that other kind of stuff. So you never know what's coming your way, I guess. That's why you have to dress in layers and throw your stuff. When you live in a place like Denver, always have your emergency stuff in the trunk somewhere. Kate Delaney, little snapshot of what's happening in America as we start this hour of America Tonight. The thing that has annoyed, infuriated, and just flat out made people really sad is this stuff with the Veterans Administration. And most of us who in some way are related to people, married to people, know people who have dealt with VA hospitals understand the frustration that so many are talking about. But the horror stories of people dying or coming away with gangrene is just utterly unacceptable. And the fact that Shinseki, who is the secretary, is still in that position is also unacceptable. And the reason why is because he's had the position for 5 years. 5 years is a very long time to be tapped on the shoulder to run a very important branch of our government that's supposed to help and embrace the veteran from any of our wars. There are some solid doctors, good doctors, that work at veterans' hospitals. And I'm sure there are some that aren't so great. But I don't want to attack all the doctors because I know from my own experience in dealing with this with family members that there are some great doctors. They're not setting the schedules. They're not telling people, oh, geez, we don't have an appointment for 4 months. That's just unacceptable. It's not working. John McCain is right, the senator from Arizona. We just need to let the veterans get a pass and go wherever it is that they have to go in their neighborhood because it's not working. So why are we spending all this money dumping it into the Veterans Administration, specifically these facilities, to find that ugly things, undeniably sad things, are happening in these hospitals? And then you have these whistleblowers that say they're scared. In Miami, you have a VA whistleblower that's talking about drug dealing and abuse and even stealing property. So each facility has its own strange, twisted version of what's happened there. So far, we're coming up with like 28. So it's not enough to come out and say, we will get to the bottom of this. We are investigating this, which is what the president did. We are looking into the allegations. Misconduct. Somebody will be punished if we find misconduct. And we'll get a whole overview next month. Well, now you have to investigate and you have to say you'll get an overview. I get that. But this is a day late and a dollar short. So then you have the whistleblower guy. This Detective Thomas Fiore, who said, why would you risk your job and speak publicly? And he said, you know what? People are dying. And there's so many things that are going on there that people need to know about. This guy was a criminal investigator for the VA Police Department. in Miami. So when you talk about, when we talk about the things that are happening, when we talk about people that are not being seen, when we talk about rehab centers where things are being stolen, there is just no putting the genie back in the bottle. And you've got to start at the top. You have to slice off that top layer. Shinseki needs to go because, yes, he cannot personally be in all these places, and he cannot know everything that is happening in every facility. Of course not. But they knew this was a problem when he took over. They knew before that. And there's no evidence that they were really attacking the problem. It's the typical scenario that we have coming out of Washington. Massive action after there's a horrible problem. Why are we reacting to problems instead of getting in front of the problems and trying to prevent them or solve them before they get worse? It's very easy to jump on this when it's already out there. Of course nobody's going to say, oh, well, they're doing the best they can. Of course people are all over this. But lip service is not enough. So this Fiore guy talks about the death of a 27-year-old Iraqi war veteran with PTSD who died from a cocaine overdose inside the Miami VA drug rehab center. They knew that he abused cocaine. He smuggled into the hospital. They knew that. He reported it to the supervisors before the guy's death, but nothing happened. He got passes to leave the building. This is just one of many things that have happened in different VA facilities. And this is different from some of the other things that we've heard in the past. So here's the bottom line. What really needs to be done here? Is the idea, the correct idea, what McCain says, just let everybody, just treat the veteran. That's it. They get free health care pretty much. Free health care. You take your veteran's card, you show it, and that's it. You have an emergency, you go to the emergency room, whatever it is that you have to do, you do it. And that's where you get treated. You don't have to go and find a hospital that's far, far away from where you live. You don't have to do that any longer. At least we know something will change, because even if we're dancing to the same tune of responding after horrible things have happened, going forward, let's hope some of these problems are solved. Let's hope that we don't have the Miami situation with people who are riddled with drug addictions getting passes and them knowing that they're going to die with the way they're pumping drugs into themselves and just allowing it to happen and just turning a blind eye when somebody's critical and they realize that, or somebody with gangrene isn't seen soon enough, or somebody else that has PTSD still can't get an appointment. Coming up, the 9/11 Museum. Boy, oh boy, a lot of people are furious. Why? We'll talk about it on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Another huge smack in the face for the families of 9/11. To throw a cocktail party on my son's grave. Disgusting, distasteful, and I don't know what they were thinking. I want my son's remains and all those other remains out of there. Get it up to a respectable tomb on the plaza.
All right, can you blame a father still grieving for the loss of a son when we talk about the 9/11 museum? That's where we're at. Thanks for joining us here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. As somebody who I've said many times was in the city when this happened and, like everybody else, was in complete shock, we were doing shows where all we did was we didn't talk about anything other than talk to the people round the clock to tell us what was happening and to go down to Ground Zero and all of that. And I actually know some people that got out of the building, but nobody that was killed, but talked to many, many people who found themselves, like Jim Riches, the guy you just heard there, in a situation where they never found anything of their son. Never. So now you have this museum and memorial. And the museum is displaying all kinds of artifacts, parts of the plane, the window of the plane, one of the plane's shirts that were destroyed in a nearby store that had ash on them, all kinds of things. But the memories of, because what's underneath there, of course, is the remains of people. And now you have lots of relatives of the people who died saying, wow, wait a second. We've got this museum that sits on top of all of this, you're throwing these, you know, you're throwing this big party and you're selling trinkets. You're selling trinkets in the museum as memorials of the of 9/11. So they have this restaurant, the Danny Meyer restaurant, and it's the Pavilion Cafe, and it's supposed to open this summer inside the September 11th Memorial and Museum, which is what Jim Riches was referring to. They took the media through and VIPs through this week. It's an 80-seat restaurant inside, you know, these grounds. And the museum, which has struggled for a while with what to do and what to not do, decided that this was the right thing to do for people who were coming through, that they would be able to grab a bite to eat. So Tuesday night, you had the VIPs partying on, you know, in that museum on those grounds, while first responders and family members of victims were turned away at the door. So here's part of the problem. And they're opening this thing up, and they're turning away family members, but VIPs are in drinking cocktails at this restaurant. So the 9/11 Museum was officially opened on Wednesday to the general public. First responders and family have been allowed inside for the advanced look since last Thursday night, but they were turned away from that party. You had the former mayor, Michael Bloomberg. It was a black tie cocktail reception. And you had a lot of people saying what Riches said, that it's a festive occasion on human remains, that it's repulsive, it's repugnant, and it's wrong. That they could have held this at any space in the neighborhood and then gone on to see the museum, but why did they do that? And they... A lot of people are saying they understand the need to raise money to operate the museum, but disrespecting the 9/11 victims, and they cross a line of being inhumane. And I think the big thing was cutting off the people. So 50 to 60 guests were there for that opening thing, and it was a black tie deal, like I said. There are, remember, 8,000 unidentified body parts that are stored, pretty much. It's a remains repository. So I think this is an example of just not thinking about this, of just not realizing the sensitivity. And I think here the sensitivity is called for. You know, you had the mother of firefighter Christine Reagenhard, Sally, who said it's a prime example of why the remains should be removed from the building, from the site, because of the commercialism, the partying, the drinking, the catering, that it's a destination spot. It's a place they've turned into a social place for gatherings and festivities. So now I wonder, with parents and others complaining, Will that be a move that's made? I think it'd be pretty tough to do that now. And the cashing in is, I think the cashing in personally is just crass. You could have things that you sell outside of that area, and they already do. If you go there, one of the worst things that I think is being there when all this happened, and then being on the street and seeing that there were so many there were people selling paintings of the planes crashing into the buildings. I thought, wow, you got to be kidding me. And sure enough, you have people visiting from all over the world, and some people bought that kind of stuff. Hats with a plane flying through the building. And at least these things were sold on the street, not in some gift shop, and not there where the remains of the people are actually on site, because that was blocked off, that was blocked around. So the explanation is, well, they need a gift shop to defray the expenses. And now they're talking about, somebody said, well, geez, what are they going to do next? Are they going to rent it out because it's such a large space? Will they rent it out for weddings and other events? I'll tell you what, if they rented out for weddings and they did other events there, boy, that would be the end of the line. I think you'd have a revolt in New York City. Oh. And I think this was a mistake as far as the gift shop is concerned. Because really, couldn't they have done it a block away? Just outside of the actual grounds? They could have had a museum, just not put it right there on that center. It's very tough. The pain of the survivors, the rescuers, the recovery workers, all of that. I mean, there is no way to put it into words. I think it's excellent what they did as far as what they were trying to do in building the memorial and having all the names on the one plaza. But I think that it's a very big, big, big mistake to think that you can cash in and somehow not trample on the feelings of the people who had loved ones who were killed on that horrific, horrific day. Terrible, 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 terrible thing. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we got some great things in store for you here on America Tonight. Coming up on America Tonight, a digital world war. We're going to talk to Eric Schiffer, chairman and CEO of the Patriarch Equity and DigitalMarketing.com. Wait to hear his take on everything that's been going on with cyber spying. Hey, so you're a successful entrepreneur. You founded a couple of companies. What do you do firewall-wise? You just get the best and the brightest people you can to help you to make sure it doesn't break down?
You know, there are some great technologies that are available on the firewall side as well as the DNS side to protect you. No question about it. But if someone wants to really get in, they can get in. And so the smartest plays are to disconnect your ultimate IP from any connection to the internet. And the smartest organizations do that. They make sure that there's just not a way to get to all pieces of it. Because to the extent that it's connected, you're vulnerable. And the other way that you're vulnerable is through theft. And so typically what happens is people will get to an employee and that employee will plug something in and then they'll get into the network. So it can happen as an inside job too. And you have to be careful of that as well. Sometimes that's the easiest way to hack. I've seen this where people just, for testing purposes, they'll leave a stick with some software on there, and it may look like a free game, and they'll leave it on a bunch of cars of employees, and someone's dumb enough to plug it in, and that's how they get inside.
Wow. So you got to look for that
so
kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's not the most obvious. It's typically the back door that happens, and the stuff that's counterintuitive, and the stuff that seems like, gosh, no one would do this. No one would be that dumb, and they are.
Yeah.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Down to the market lover. That's where the trouble starts. You gotta get it into your heart.
About China, and now, of course, what's happened here. Cyber spying is on the minds of so many. And this after what happened the other day with Eric Holder and the fact that we're talking about now five Chinese military officers accused of hacking into American companies to steal trade secrets. Didn't we talk about this like a year ago, that we thought some of these companies were going to be very surprised when they woke up one day and realized what was happening? In our virtual green room, Eric Schiffer, he's the chairman and CEO of Patriarch Equity and DigitalMarketing.com. Eric, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Well, you never know when the Chinese military may break in. I think maybe they just did. I think it's a situation that is what is going to be happening at great scale. It's just beginning. And I think what the U.S. is trying to do is to take the upper hand. Perhaps they're also trying to change the subject with, given the fact that they were accused through Snowden of all these acts. It shields some of the political spotlight onto another country. It's clear that they are doing it just back to China as well. And what's also clear is that companies are vulnerable today. There's no question. I mean, there is so many different ways to exploit these technological holes, if you will, on a daily basis. And it's happening to companies, and companies that are strong in intellectual property, as so many of the U.S. companies are, they're vulnerable and they're losing these things. And the U.S. was trying to send a message, which is to back off our U.S. companies and also, I think, you know, move the spotlight, as I said.
Yeah, and we'll see where all of that ends up. But I said at the top that I certainly could see that trend that what was going on, Dell and all these other companies taking advantage of what they could in China. But at the same time, the doors swing open and there's no copyright laws. It's sort of like the wild, wild east in China. So while you can enjoy that relationship in one sense, don't you really have to be looking behind your back, Eric?
There is no ethics. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. It is business is war there, and it's war at the most extreme. Look, Sun Tzu, The Art of War, was written in China some 2,000 plus years ago. And if you consider over the centuries, China has been the dominant power economically. It's only been the last 150, 200 years in which they haven't been. And so, you know, they're fighting a different battle. They're fighting a MMA fight, and we're still fighting a gentleman's game of boxing with 16-ounce gloves. And I think the game needs to change. And some of our support system, some of the governmental intervention that can happen, as well as just rethinking how we compete internationally, I think will help this country. We definitely have a very strong adversary in China, and they're rowing at the same pace. In other words, everything's coordinated very well. And it's their top priority. And we have so many issues between the parties and a lot of distraction. And there's several coaches that are giving us all these messages. Instead of just thinking about how do we put the country first, how do we maintain our dominance at a time right now that's pivotal? You know, we don't want to lose and become the second biggest economy. I mean, that would be a shame. And I still think we can correct this, but it needs a coordinated effort from top business leaders, from top experts, as well as the government.
Yeah, and saying that maintaining our dominance, what would you say would be a couple of things that need to happen? For example, like the corporate tax rate, there would be advantages to reducing that if you had more companies saying, okay, we're still going to do business internationally because, of course, we want that and to take advantage of it, but we're also willing to move some things back on shore. And several CEOs have committed to that, but yet there's no great push there.
Well, I think corporate tax rates would be big. I think repatriation of monies that are sitting offshore, to the extent that certain amounts of that would be invested in new business development and jobs. I think figuring out how to deal economically with China on a stronger and more even playing field and ensuring that our intellectual property rights are protected fully, not just talked about. I mean, that's our greatest strength right now. If you consider that of all the power that we have, I mean, it's really our IP. Is one of the greatest growing industries and continues to be on both the software side and even our entertainment IP. It's just daily in China sold for pennies on the dollar everywhere. And that is not being enforced. And it's not being enforced not just in China, but around the world. So there's some things on the negotiating side that I think we can do better at. At the same time, there's been some progress. And so I think it's not that there hasn't been complete progress. There has been. But collectively, business leaders, experts, leaders in commerce, as well as government, need to come together. And not just come together for a press conference, but really work at saying, how can we maintain the top position, not just now, but over the next 15, 20, 25 years?
Yeah.
Because I can assure you that's what's happening in China.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. When you say some of that has to certainly be Silicon Valley because of all the mind power there, the gray matter when it comes to what's happening with technology, because that's the scary thing. And that's what the Chinese are really trying to keep on top of and seeing what they can get. I think you have to protect the technology, don't you?
Yep. And, you know, we have the best minds in this country. I mean, we really do. We still have the greatest human capital in the world. And I still think the most driven. You know, but we need to organize it and certainly protect it and work together as a team. And again, not just talk about it, but really do it in a genuine way and really commit to it. And, you know, that takes leaders. It takes everyone stepping up together and saying, I'm going to put aside the politics. I'm going to put aside the consultants that feed on the conflict and put the country first. And there's a lot that we can agree on and a lot that we can be practical on. I think more people agree on the steps necessary for the economy than disagree.
No kidding. And I mentioned at the top, too, digitalmarketing.com. Digital marketing is the wave, isn't it? I mean, we're already in the middle of it.
It's the wave. And it's where the majority of money will be spent because TV is ultimately going to be near 100% digital. So everything that you access today, whether it's the smartphone, the television, radio, largely, whether it's private or public, will ultimately have a digital component to it. And so if you want to reach your customer in the most targeted way, in the most specific way, digital marketing is absolutely still the most cost-effective return on investment. And it will only continue to be. And so the dollars are moving away from, obviously, newspapers and magazines and away from television to this medium. And then I'm also the chairman of ReputationManagementConsultants.com. And what we do is we assist some of the wealthiest men in the world in protecting their, and women, their online reputation from attack, both via the media as well as traditional, as well as blogs, etc. As well as we also do this for A-list actors, a lot of politicians, and many CEOs of the Fortune 100, as well as mid-level, and even small and medium-sized businesses who are worried about reviews, et cetera. And what we do is we present content that's relevant and fresh and new in a way that exists on different platforms so that people can have a realistic and more positive view of someone who's under attack. And many times what that will result in is a clearing of the negatives. So we're careful because of that as to who we take on, because, you know, we don't want to be protecting people that are bad people, and we certainly don't want to protect people that are hurting, you know, women or children. So we go through a pretty big compliance set of steps first before we take someone on. It's interesting, in Europe, there was a case, and you probably are aware of it, just the other day, in which Google was ordered by the highest court in Europe to now have to remove links for people who submit a request on the basis that the link is either not relevant or no longer timely. So it's the first time for people that are being impugned online to have some ability to remove things. Today in the U.S., you can't do it. So if someone were to tomorrow say you're a murderer, okay, and they write all these different things that are about you that are bad, there's really nothing you can do other than the court system, which takes quite a long time to get recourse. And even that, it may not allow you to remove it. So Google is now being forced by the law in Europe to remove links, and they're not happy about it. So you have this big war between privacy advocates on the one hand, who are literally partying in the streets as we speak, and the other side is the people who believe strongly, as Google does, that public documents and the public have the right to know everything. And ultimately, I think it's going to stand on some strong level like this. Google will try to fight it. In the U.S., though, I don't see any relief. I think families and people that are attacked, unless they have a decent budget and can afford a company like mine, are in a lot of pain. And that's sad because it affects their ability to earn a living. It affects their ability to meet new people. And it affects their love life in a big way.
Boy, I agree. I'm glad you told us about that company because that absolutely, there has to be mega concern. I've seen so many fates and fortunes go by the wayside because of things that are not actually true, that are innuendo or whatever else that's put out there, and it just grows like wildfire. It's crazy.
It grows. Yeah. Yeah. And people, you know, it's human nature. They like the negative. So people aggregate to the negative, and then it reinforces the information. And so we try to present a balanced view, and in most cases, that's largely all positive.
Yeah, that's great. Good stuff. Eric, thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show again.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a pleasure.
We'll be right back. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On America Tonight, we're going to do that thing that we do with the numbers. Oh, there's so many numbers. You know what that means? It's time for another edition of We Can Count. McDonald's, 110 people were arrested outside Mickey D's headquarters. That's right, the sprawling campus in a suburb in Chicago. There were about 250 cops outside, including state police in riot gear. The people were asked to leave. When they refused, the strikers were taken into custody. They were striking, and it was the Oak Brook Police Department that was there to greet them. It was the annual meeting. And it was a day before it. That's on Thursday. So the protest was over this whole minimum wage thing. They're demanding minimum wage be raised to $15 an hour. CEO Don Thompson says, we want to make sure that McDonald's shareholders hear us and see us and know that these are the workers. That's what they're saying. That's what a spokesperson for the workers say, that they want the CEO, Don Thompson, and the shareholders to see. As for the CEO and the shareholders, they're going about their business as usual, according to the McDonald's spokespeople. It's interesting because earlier in the day, they shut down their main headquarters building ahead of the protests. The police knew that this was happening. So there was a crowd of about 1,500 people that were marching through another entrance in the campus, and the protesters included McDonald's and other fast food restaurant workers, also some clergy-type priests and whatnot, and community leaders. So in another statement, McDonald's said, we respect everyone's right to peacefully protest. We are focused on welcoming our shareholders to McDonald's annual meeting. The average hourly wage, by the way, in case you wondered, of a fast food employee is $9.09, or less than $19,000 a year for a full-time worker. Those protests are going to continue, trust me, and not just at McDonald's and at some other places, too. And we know that because this has been talked about now for a long time. A 17-year-old boy was actually in court in California in the wildfires case. You think of what has just happened, and that's kind of frightening. He was in juvie court. It was a small fire that happened, one of the wildfires that overall was part of what went on in San Diego County. There weren't a lot of details about it, but the juvie court judge closed the proceedings to the media, and they weren't releasing any details because think juvenile. The 17-year-old boy was picked up last week with a 19-year-old. The older teenager was released, and there are no charges filed against him. Both are from Escondido in San Diego County, and the small fire that prompted their arrest was ultimately put out. So they've already charged Alberto Serrato with arson in connection with another small fire last week. He is accused of adding brush onto an existing small fire in San Luis Rey in that area in Oceanside. He pleaded not guilty on Friday. He's the only person charged with arson in last week's wildfires. In all, this was a serious thing. 26,000 acres, or about 40 square miles, were burned by 9 major fires in San Diego County. The one fire, the Cocos Fire in San Marco, burned over 1,900 acres and was 93% contained by Tuesday. So thank goodness, because if you saw anything that was happening earlier, it looked like they're going to have an incredible time, which they did, trying to put this thing out. You had fire workers that were just exhausted, practically working round the clock, and firefighters from all over the place came to the aid of the firefighters in San Diego County to try to help them. This is a scary thing. Fourth graders that are accused of putting poison in a teacher's water bottle. Two boys were arrested here. This is in New York City. 9 and 12 years old. They allegedly poisoned the teacher's water. It happened on Monday afternoon. She felt nauseous. The next day, she was treated by her doctor. She's in good condition. That's the good news there. The poison is being tested in a lab to figure out its content, but it looks like it's rat poison. Both boys have been charged in attempted second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon. It happened at PS 315 in Brooklyn. The public school is pretty famous. It's known as the School of Performing Arts. There's about 840-some students from pre-kindergarten through fifth grade. So they're not saying much about it at the school, but the fact that you had kids allegedly poisoning the teacher is pretty frightening, I would have to say, without a doubt. This story broke, and now there's been massive reaction to it just a week or so ago, and the reaction is one that's positive. There is a positive in the sense of what the settlement was. The family of a teen critically injured when another teenager Ethan Couch drove drunk last year. They reached a settlement of more than $2 million. The case made huge headlines. I'm sure you heard about it. A witness claimed Couch was a victim of affluenza because he was a product of a wealthy, privileged family. Parents who never set limits for the boy in Texas. For the crimes of driving drunk and causing a crash, which killed four people and critically injured two, Couch got no jail time. He was ordered to do a lockdown. He was ordered to go to a lockdown treatment facility and sentenced to 10 years probation. So the settlement reached this month involves the case of Sergio Molina, who was riding in the back of Couch's truck the night of the accident. He suffered a brain injury and can no longer speak or move. Oh, sadly, he is considered minimally responsive at this point. They told us basically that that's as much as he's going to be able to rehabilitate himself. And that's what his brother said. In the 6 months since the accident, which happened in June, they say the medical bills have already topped $1 million. So the settlement included a cash sum of more than $1 million plus periodic payments. And I don't think they're going to fight that afterwards. And that case made huge headlines. There's still been lots of reaction to it as to saying that, at least in the positive sense, since he didn't do any jail time, that family that could barely afford those bills got money to be able to pay them. All right, this is something that happened the other day that was interesting. Prince Charles actually drew fire for reportedly comparing Putin to Hitler. We had Andrew Sabo on in London, and he told us about that story, that was the big news, as he did a peel back the onion with us. And the British royal watchers are in a big tizzy over the comments that were made by the prince and his comparison. According to the Daily Mail newspaper, a woman claims Charles made the offhanded comment during a tour of the Canadian Museum of Immigration in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He was talking with a 78-year-old Polish woman who escaped the Nazi Holocaust by sailing to Canada in 1939, just before Germany seized the city that she was in. And finishing showing him the exhibit, talked with him about the family background and all that other kind of stuff. And the prince said to her, Putin is doing just about the same thing as Hitler, talking about what happened with the annexation of the Crimea. And since that was reported, he has drawn a lot of criticism from a lot of different people. That's it for this version of We Can Count, and thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.